foreign news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two astronauts are working overtime in space, but not by choice.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to return on the Boeing Starliner June 14th, but Wilmore points out they had some failures.
Lost an RCS jet, and then we lost another one, and then you could tell the thrust, the control, the capability was degraded.
The two are the first people to ride on the Starliner. Williams is confident once thruster testing is done on Earth, they can go.
I have a real good feeling in my heart that the spacecraft will bring us home, no problem.
Both say they're not complaining about the extra time in orbit and are helping the station crew.
That mantra you've heard, failure is not an option. That's why we are staying here now.
NASA hopes they can return by the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senate Democrats will huddle with White House officials on Thursday to discuss their concerns about President Biden's ability to lead the party to victory in this year's election. Bob Agnew reports.
A growing number of Senate Democrats have voiced concerns about Joe Biden's prospects for re-election, especially after his poor debate performance. None have called on him to bow out of the race, but pressure is growing for the White House to address concerns that a poor Biden performance could damage down-ballot candidates as well. Among them, Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana and Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Flipping their vulnerable seats would likely allow Republicans to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Late Wednesday, Vermont Senator Peter Welch called on Biden to withdraw, becoming the first Senate Democrat to do so. A prolonged heat wave has baked Las Vegas in its record fifth consecutive day of temperatures sizzling at 115 degrees or greater. On Wall Street, the Dow by 429 points, the NASDAQ rose 218, the S&P advanced 56. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward embracing gay marriage.
The General Synod, which has been meeting this month, has voted narrowly to approve standalone services of blessing for same-sex civil unions. Conservatives warn that this is just part of the process that will eventually lead England's state church to permit priests to officiate gay weddings. It is an issue that has split several other Protestant denominations around the world, and experts say it will likely do the same to the Church of England. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Department of Education has entered into an agreement with Brown University to make sure the school is in compliance with federal law barring discrimination and harassment against Jewish students. Brown officials say they'll clarify and enhance existing policies and procedures related to the resolution of discrimination and harassment complaints. Pro-Palestinian activists have staged numerous anti-Israel rallies. This is SRN News. California's minimum wage increase has affected fast food chains.
When the increase went into effect in April, fast food workers across the state went from making $16 to $20 an hour overnight. It's already having an impact as major fast food chains are reducing worker hours and raising menu prices as the sudden increase in labor costs leaves them scrambling for solutions. Governor Gavin Newsom says the hike was necessary to give more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state a living wage. Its long-term effects remain uncertain. John Scott reporting.
A blown landing gear tire caused a delay for American Airlines passengers heading from Tampa to Phoenix. Tampa International Airport says emergency responders were dispatched Wednesday to American Airlines Flight 590. A video posted on YouTube shows the airplane taxiing on the runway when its right rear tire begins to smoke and then collapse. More details at SRNNews.com.